What about the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sunrise.
Now, what do you call the time of day when it first disappears, right when the sun goes down? What would you call that?
Well, I'm not sure just what you mean. I would think of it as late as the evening. Late in the afternoon, I'd refer to it, you know, as day and evening. I'd call it evening.
Well, if you were on the farm, say, and you had some cows that you wanted to get in into the coop, out of the pasture, you might say, I want to get the cows in before. What was the word you used?
Before dark.
Yes, sir. Do you ever use the word? With sun in it, like
what?
Would you say sunset?
Yes, or, that's familiar. We use that.
What's that word again?
Sunset.
Yes, sir. All right. But you would say evening or dark, usually. You don't usually use the word with sun. Is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun's coming out, we'd say the weather is what?
Clearing.
Yes, sir. Now, what would you call a hard rain? Just a real hard rain?
Downpour, I would think.
Now, does a downpour last a long time, or is it?
Well, it can, or it can be just in short downpours.
Yes, sir. So, if there was a short downpour, what would you call that?
I don't know. Of course, I would think of a short rain as a shower. I don't know whether that covers what most of
people... But that wouldn't be a hard rain, is that right?
A shower is a light rain.
Yes, sir. What do you call that shelf right there?
Mantle, M-A-N-T-E-L, mantle.
Yes. And what about if you burn logs there, you might have two things to rest the logs in.
Mm-hmm. And irons.
Yes, ma'am. Now, there are certain small pieces of wood that you might use to start the fire before you put a heavy log on it. Mm-hmm. What would those be called?
Well, splinters, I reckon. We used to start fires with light wood, splinters,
yes,
and then put on the heavy wood.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is there any difference in the splinters that you start the fire with and the heavy logs, the in-between size pieces? Do they have a name other than splinters?
Well, I wouldn't think so, because I know I can remember the years of open fires, you know, and I thought of it as splinters or kindling wood, you know, kindling, that's a familiar name, and then the wood, you know.
So, are the splinters the pieces you cut into little slivers?
Uh-huh, that's the splinters of kindling.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I think of it as the firewood or your logs, if you're burning logs.
Yes, so, you'd start the fire with the splinters, that would be
mm-hmm.
the rich wood.
Mm-hmm. The kindling wood.
And then, what size wood would you put on top of that? Right before you put the logs on, before you put a big piece of wood?
Well, there is, I don't remember a specific name for that, but I remember nowadays of open fires, we did have some wood for the size after the kindling and then the larger pieces,
yes,
I know.
Yes, so would you call that splinters too?
No, we didn't think of it as splinters, but it was just wood. The firewood was just cut in different sizes, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what do you call a place with a rod and has hangers in it? It's for hanging clothes in.